parsha's left lecha ends with Avraham Avinu performing the bris milah on himself and on his son Yishmael. And Anshei Beiso, Yudit Bais, and Niknas Kesel, fully Avraham. Parshas Lech Lecha ends with Avraham Avinu performing the bris milah on himself and on his son Yishmael. And Anshei Beiso, Yudit Bais, and Niknas Kesel, fully Avodim Knainim. And Parshas Vayera begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avraham Avinu. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Levakeres Achola. It was a Yom Shlishi Lemilaser, the third day after the bris milah. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos in Perakot Lo Milo that we assume that there may possibly be a sakana in the first 3 days. The Machlekes in Rishon whether the third day is more miyuchadik sakana, the third day is more sakana than the first day and second day. So the bris is on a Monday. So Monday there's hardly any sakana, Tuesday hardly any, only Wednesday, the third day is a big sakana. Oh no, even up until the Thursday. Monday is the Chabada sakana, Tuesday is a little less sakana. And even up until the Yom HaShlishi, the Mila Asim. It all depends what the situation is. This man is, there's usually no sakana at all. They use antiseptics and everything, so there's no sakana. They take care of the sakana. So the Chachamim comment, V'halachta b'drocha, ma'ru afator, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Bika Cholim, so too we have an obligation to do Bika Cholim. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaka Cholim, V'yei Re'el of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram, Levaka Resachim. That's how the... That's how Rashi quotes the interpretation from the Medrash, from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. In this parsha, we also learn out the Hachnos HaSorchim. Rashi quotes from the Gemara that in Masechet Shavuos, the Gemara Masechet Shavuos speaks about the Zayin Shem Shein and Chokim. The Mishnah talks about Shavuot B'Shem. Sometimes you have to have Dafka Shavuot B'Shem. Sometimes it's not necessary. Big machlekes in the Rishonim on the first daf in the Dorim, daf Beis HaMe'alef, the long gigantic run, quotes the various shitas. When do you require Shavuot B'Shem? When not? So the Mishnah discusses Shavuot B'Shem. Then it says Shavuot B'Shem doesn't have to be dafke L'Shem Yudke Vavke. The Zayin Shem Shem Mechokim are also good. So the Gemara there has a discussion about the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara lists off all the Zayin Shemus, and then the Gemara points out that the spelling Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is sometimes Kodesh, sometimes Chol. Sometimes you speak to a human being and you tell him Adoni. Or sometimes you speak to a few people and you say Adonai. Dear sirs, Adonai, Loshen Chol. Or sometimes you speak to one person, a human being, and you say in plural, out of respect, in Yiddish or even in Hebrew also. Adonai could be that he's speaking Lugodel Shebehem. Doesn't necessarily have to mean that he's speaking to all three of the visitors. So the Gemara in Shavuot, Rashi quotes, the Gemara in Shavuot has a machlokes hatanoim regarding this Aleph Dalet Nun Yud in Pasuk Gimel, whether this is Kodesh or Chol. Is it Chol that Avraham Avinu is speaking Adonai to the three people, Lashon Rabbim, or he's speaking Levadol Shebahem to the one, and he speaks to Lashon Rabbim out of respect? Well, no, that it's Kodesh and he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is he telling him? He's asking him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham Avinu to be Mevakeh Chol, and then Avraham Avinu runs away from the Baruch Hu and says, you wait here, I have to take care of the Yorchim. So the Gemara says, if that's the Pshat, if it's Kodesh, if the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Kodesh, then the Pasuk is teaching us that G'dor L'Haknos HaSorachim Yosem HaKbolas Pnei Ashtina. That he has the chutzpah to tell Ashkina to wait, and he wants to run away, he wants to run to be Machnas Orchim. Achnasas Orchim is considered a big mitzvah. Achnasas Orchim doesn't mean that you have, it says in Yeridaya, Achnasas Orchim doesn't mean that if you have neighbors, so you have your neighbors over for a meal. That's also nice to be friendly with your neighbors. Achnasas Orchim means a person came to town, he has no place to stay, no place to eat, so you give him, you put him up. So that's called a mitzvah of achnas soch. The other thing is another mitzvah, but that's much less. You wouldn't say that inviting the neighbors over is greater than kabbalah p'nei hashchina. Achnas soch is greater than kabbalah p'nei hashchina means orchim she'en lahem mokum b'achol. They don't have a place of their own. Someone comes from Eretz Yisrael, from out of town, from Europe, and he has no place, and you arrange to set him up, and he stays by you. That's the mitzvah of achnas soch. This is quoted in Yeridei and Chelek Aleph of all places. You have every so often in Hilchus Treifus, Shaila, whether something is a Treifa. So in Shulchan Aruch, a lot of times the Ramah has Hachroes, compromises. So I'll say something, L'chatchila, you say that it's Asa, but if it's Erev Shabbos and you have guests over, so then you can be Mekel. So what? B'makom Achnasa, B'makom Mitzvah, Achnasa Zorchim, so then you can Mekel to eat the food. You have other guests, and if you're not going to eat the flesh, then you tell me just to eat the challah and soup, and that's the end of the meal. You sing Shir HaMalos, and that's it. So, B'makom Mitzvah Yemekel, what is that? What is that talk all about? So the Ramah himself explains in the Sefer Torah Sachatas that what that means is that basically it's really mutter. Whenever you have a machlekes, and the Ramah is machmer, but he says B'makom Hefsid Merubis mutter on Erev Shabbos at Yesh Lo'orchem, then it's mutter. What it means is that it's really mutter. Mishin Kvodah Shal Rashi, Mishin Kvodah Shal Arama, Mishin Kvodah Shal Rabbein Natan, we're machmer. Not to violate their shita, but the makam hefsid meruba, the makam achnas asotim, so you don't stand on ceremonies. We revert back to the ikar din. If it's mutter, it's really mutter. So you revert back to the ikar alah. You find Avraham Avinu is inviting in people whom he thought were of the Avodah Zarah. Rashi quotes from the Gemara, the Agadah in the Gemara, Rachzu Aglechem, why did he offer that he should wash their feet? He thought that they were Nochrim who were Mishtachta Lo'avak Shal Ragleim. He thought they were Arabs. Arabiim, she Mishtachim Lo'avak Ragleim. Hikpitch Lo'la Hachnas Avedizor Le'tot Beisa. That's what he said, Rachzu Ragleim. Avdi Avedizor, so what does he invite them in for? So at that time, Avram Avinu, Avram and Yitzchak were Megayer. Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, Beretz Meguri Yoviv. The Medrash comes on the Tosef, Ve'yesh Yag, Beretz Meguri Yoviv. Meguri Yoviv means Avram was Megayer, Hanefesh Hashosah Bechor, Avram and Sora were Megayer everybody. And Yankiv lived Beretz Meguri Yoviv in the land where his father was doing Kirav activities. Kirav means Geirus activity. Meguri Yoviv. So Yitzchak was Megayer, Yankiv was Megayer till a certain point. That's how the Meshech Chachman points out later. When Yankiv Avinu already had his 12 children, and he was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's Mitosah Shlema, all the children are going to be Jewish. Up until that time, Avraham Avinu had more than one son. And only Kibi Yitzchak Karlo Chazera, he was told that Yitzchak is going to be the only one who's going to be Jewish. The other ones are not going to be Jewish. And Yitzchak had twin children, Yankiv and Esav, twins, mamash from the same mother, same father, mamash twins. And mama's Jewish, mama's not Jewish. And the first time that such an idea was told to the others was by Yankiv, that it's Mitosah Shlema, means all of his children are Jewish. By other people, Mitosah Shlema means all of my children are Lubavitch. That's Mitosah Shlema. That's not what it means in the Gemara. Mitosah Shlema means they're all Jewish. They don't have to be Dafke Satmar or the Dafke something or another. Mitosah Shlema means that Baruch Hashem, they're all Jewish. So at that time that Yankiv was told that his children are all going to be Jewish, so at that time the Ramban HaChumash writes, they stopped all of the careless activities to go convert, to go actively searching for converts. Avraham originally was searching for converts. He invites in the Yavdei Avodah Zarah. He's going to, whenever you found any organization, whenever you found the yeshivas, he takes the shvacha guys. You can't get, what are you going to start with the mitzvah? So you start a yeshiva, you start taking all kinds of people, kolan arm. And then after a while, you build up a reputation and it gets a little better. And then you can be picky. So that's what happened over here. First, there was nobody. These are the founding fathers. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. They're trying to be Megayer people. Get on Nefesh, Shirasa, Bechar. And then when everything was finally determined that it's going to be, from now on, it's going to be Mitosim Shlema. Jewish people have Jewish children. They're all going to be Jewish. So they stopped off all of the Kirov activities. It doesn't mean that the Bizman Azeh, if you see a Nachri in the street, you spit on him and you curse him and so on. That we don't have a mitzvah to go out of our way to go invite them into the house. Still, you have to be decent to people. The Gemara says the Tanoim would greet the Goyim on the street also.
Of the Geir, which was in the play of the fashion, is that referring to that they were God themselves to be like Jews? They were God themselves to be the guy to which others cannot.
Yeah, That was the whole, that's all the Judaism consisted of. Avraham Avinu volunteered to keep Kim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kulo Shelein Nitan, that was voluntary, but he wasn't obligated to keep that. So when he was Mekabel Gerim, it was just to believe in monotheism, that's all. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not our obligation. Lifneiva means if I go lead a person on, that he should do an Avera. Does Lifneiva apply to non-Jews? What, a Jew is not permitted to lead on a non-Jew to do an Avera, for sure. The Gemara says the same should apply. To give Eid Menachayla Benayach is prohibited mitam Lifneiva. But the mitzvah to go be Mekarev people, Hachiach Tachiach, Esam Yisecha, the mitzvah only applies to Israel. Of course, look, if we're going to let the world kill, there's going to be incest and everything going on, and Gezel and everything. So it's going to affect us also. So we have to try to straighten out the world, otherwise it won't be a place that anybody can possibly live in. But it's not really the mitzvah of Tachacha that applies to the Israel. We have to go out of our way to be Mekarev Israel. A group of Rishonim understood in the Radak and Chumash and others, a lot of Rishonim understood based on Midrashim also, that Vayere Elov Hashem Elonim Amre, a different Mahalach, that the whole story was a Mara HaNevuah. Everything till the end of when the Malachim are going to Sdom, that all of this was a Mara HaNevuah. Vayere Elov Hashem Kechom Hayom, it was warm outside, and Avraham Avinu dozed off. We know that all of the Nevi'im had the Nevuah Bachalom, usually Bachalom Halaylo. Bachalom Halaylo. And here in the Biach HaShem Amare, Elo Lesvada Bachalom Adarbo, usually Bachalom Halaylo, because people don't go to sleep in the daytime. But if a person falls asleep in the daytime, then he can have a Nevuah in the daytime also. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Bahakitz, Velo Bachalom. If he was up at night, he'd get it now. If he was up in the daytime, he'd get it in the daytime. So the a group of Rishonim understand Pshat and Midrashim. They understood Pshat and Midrashim, that the Midrashim are interpreting Pshat and the Pesukim, that Vayere Elov Hashem, he's referring to the whole story, was the Mara HaNevuah. Kechom Hayom, Avraham Avinu dozed off in the sun. And then, Vayiseinu Vayar, in his dream, he saw all of this. This was all part of the dream. The way he visualizes, the way he sees Malachim and all of this, everything is a dream. A lot of things in Chumash are a little unclear, whether they really happened or they're dreams. We know that Avraham Avinu was for real. That wasn't a dream. And Yitzchak was a real person. Moshe Rabbeinu was a real person. And Paro was a real person. There really was Shebet Mitzrayim. But a lot of things we know for sure. And other things were a little unclear. The Osan of Bilam, the Rambam says, was a dream. And others ask, how can it be a dream? It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that is created in Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. What do you mean it was a dream? But so that's what some Mefarshim understand based on Midrashim, that the whole beginning of Parshas Vayera is all a halom. Mishnah refers to a woman who gives birth to a baby as a chayo. So some of the Rishonim say that that's biblical Hebrew. That when the Malach told Avraham Avinu shov v'shemelecha k'es chayo v'hinei bein l'sora ishtecho, so Rashi translates k'es chayo the same time that it is now, same time of the year. I'll come back in a year and you will have a baby at that time. But other Rishonim interpret Kreis Chayo, I'll come back in 9 months, the time that it takes for a Yoledis to give birth to a baby. And they claim that that usage that appears in the Mishnah is really based on this Pasuk, Kreis Chayo. That's the meaning of the Pasuk. Kreis Chayo means Bizman HaYoledis. Based on the simple reading of the Pasuk, we wonder, Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, Lama Zet Zohar Kosor Aleima, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu snitches on Sarah, he tells Lashon Hara to Avraham Avinu about his own wife. What, does he want to break up their marriage? Why does he tell Avraham Avinu that his wife was laughing got the nevuah that they were told. Is that a nice thing to do? It's not a nice thing to tell Lashon Hara, not only to tell a husband about the negative things about his wife, it's not about other people to tell Lashon Hara, certainly not to tell a husband. Tell a tigazah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, one of his drushes, explained based on the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says in the end of Pesachim that if I see a person doing an Aveira, so there's no Issa Lashon Hara if I go tell his parents or if I go tell his Rebbe, so that they should give tachachon. That's what every principal in every school does. That's what all the teachers do. If the child misbehaves, so they call up the parents and say, child misbehaved. I is the haris aloshen hara, how are you allowed to do that? So the answer is, if it's l'tael, it's l'habo. That's what the whole Sefer Chafetz Chaim is all about. That it's an is aloshen hara, we knew before the Chafetz Chaim was born. Chafetz Chaim tells you when there's a hek aloshen hara, when it's mutar, when it's a mitzvah. So whenever it's l'tael, it's l'habo, there's no is aloshen hara. Unfortunately, a lot of the yeshivas, I would say, no, Harabim have problems with drugs, have problems with Geneva, have problems with Chilul Shabbos, all kinds of terrible problems. Ben Olam HaMokam, Ben Olam HaHavera. Sometimes some of the students who are caught become big tzaddik, and they say they don't want to snitch on all the others, Bach Lashon Hara. They don't want to say Lashon Hara. And sometimes the parents back their children. Yes, they've trained their children with me, this Tavis. The children are not going to say Lashon Hara. It's like a little ridiculous. All of a sudden now, I've got Tanisa Lashon Hara. The pashtus is that if the administration wants to deal, if the principal of the school or the administration, whatever, wants to deal with the problem to try to straighten it out, so there's certainly no Issa Lashon Hara. That's exactly what it is. L'Tayelus L'Habo. I'm going to straighten out the other person here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu about his own wife that she did an aver, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that Avraham Avinu will be able to have a hashpah on his wife. Instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down and giving a Mara HaNevuah to Sarah to straighten her out, so he speaks to her husband, Avraham Avinu, he should straighten out his wife. But you have to be careful. Whenever you say Lashon Hara L'Tayelus L'Habo, it has to be taka for that purpose. We see that Yosef with the brothers also, Vayovei Yosef is Dibosim Ro El Avihim. So the simple pshat and pasuk sounds like he just told the father Lashon Hara, which brought about the whole machlokes between Yosef and the brothers. And the Sefer Afikei Yam, he points out that Afikei Yam is by one of the rabbanim from Europe. It's a chidusha Torah. I'm sure it has a lot of shvuas. Mishbal Batul Samitzvah, Kaima Samitzvah. He has a lot of simanim on our topics that are coming up in the next few days. He has one or two pages of Nidu Da'agadata, so he thinks that that's perhaps the pshat in the pasuk. He wrote a Sefer, the Afikei Yam was written after the Chafetz Chaim Sefer. So he writes, look in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and he gives you all the rules and regulations when you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. So he thought that was the pshat, Vayovei Yosef is the boss and royal Avihem, that Yosef told over the father, the Lashon Hara, that the father should give the chacha to the other brothers. That's why it says, as the boss and royal El Avihem, to their father. El Aviv, that's thing. But Yosef told his father. No, he didn't tell his father, Lashon Hara, about them. He told their father, the same person. He told their father that their father should say, it happened coincidentally, that their father is his father also. That's why he says Vayoveh. Why doesn't he say Vayisafeh, Vayagin? Vayoveh means that Dibigitrop. He said over exactly. Because when you tell over Lashon Hara, L'Tayelus L'Habo, you're not permitted to be Magzin. You're not permitted to be Magdalus Avlo. You have to just say over as much as, you don't even have to tell over the whole story. It's bad enough if he did half the Aver, so you don't have to tell over the whole Aver. So just say over the amount of the Aver that's necessary to be told over in order that the other party should try to straighten out the case. So that's the story in today's schedules. Kodesh Baruch Hu told over this Lashon Hara to Avraham Avinu because it was L'Tayelus L'Habo. He wanted Avraham Avinu to give Tachacha to his wife Sarah. Avraham Avinu prays for the wicked city Sodom. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that he wants to destroy the whole city. And Avraham Avinu prays to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Why we have a cloud b'avod rishoyim rina? Yeah, when they're killed already, but before they're killed. So you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have rachmanis on them. Tamach ha'tayim in ha'aretz. In Tehillim. So when Amalek prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamach ha'tayim in ha'aretz, let the wicked people be wiped out. So why doesn't Avraham Avinu also pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should wipe out the city? Tamach ha'tayim in ha'aretz. Why does he pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't punish them, he should give them a break? So the Gemara in the first Perek in Brochas quotes the comment of Bruria, Ashes Rav Meir, that she commented on the pasuk, "Kama chatoim v'lo chotim." It doesn't say in the pasuk the sinner should be wiped out. It says chatoim. What exactly does it mean chatoim? So some interpret the Gemara that the sins should cease to exist. The sinner should not be wiped out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see to it that the sins cease to exist. The Pasha Pshat is, however, not so. That's probably the misinterpretation, mistranslation of the words. The word chote means a person who sins. The word chato means a person who is a physical embodiment of sin. A person who sins so much, as one would say, I remember when Rav Gerelik was saying this over, that he heard this from Avalvola Soloveitchik in the name of the Nesivus, and he doesn't know where the Nesivus is. The Nesivus is in a Sefer HaKumish. The Nesivus has a Drush Sefer HaKumish that's called Nachlos Yankin. So he writes this pshat in the Gemara, and this is famous, the Pasha pshat in the Gemara. Chato is a person who's so involved in sin, if you use the language of Rabbi Gerelik, as a chepta from chet. He's a physical embodiment of chet. And the Nesivus quotes out the Mishalom, Ani Tfilo. So Ben HaMelech says, Ani Shalom, Lechi Adah Behem Alam Ocham, Ani Tfilo. What do you mean, Ani Tfilo? Ani Ish Tfilo. Ani Ish Shalom. So why did he say Ani Shalom? He was so interested in making peace with Bnei Yisrael. I'm not talking about the Plishtim. So Ben HaMelech wants to make peace with Bnei Yisrael. All the Jews together. He was so interested in making peace. When they saw him walking down the street, they saw, oh, here's the peacemaker. Here's, that was the first adjective, the first description that they would give to Ben HaMelech. But the same thing on each field. Not just he dam shachas mincha, but the rest of the day he walked around and he was functioning normally. But he davened, he was davening. No, he was so involved in the field. Even when he wasn't davening, they would see, there's the guy who davened. It's like a man who used to live in the neighborhood. He used to shuckle by the davening all the time. So the people, he always used to call him, in German, is it Schittel? Schittel means to shuckle by. So he used to call him Schittel Pliny by his last name. He's always davening. Even when he wasn't davening, they would always consider him, yeah, that's the guy who always davened. He was known by that. So that's what Dov HaMelech says, Ani Tfilo. Ani Ish Tfilo. He was a physical embodiment of Tfilo. So that's what the Nesivus interprets, Alti Pashtus, Pashup Shatani Gemara. Yitamu Chatoim V'loi Chaitim. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should take a wipe out the Rishoyim from the world. We sometimes pray that they should be Chayzeh B'tshuva. We pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them a break, and sometimes we pray that he should wipe them out. When is it? Which? It depends. If they're chatoim, if they're communists, atheists, absolutely no redemptive qualities whatsoever, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu they should take a die. And then davening a Rashani Yom Kippur, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu he should die. And sometimes we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should see to it that the Rishonim do tshuva. That's by those who are chaitim, not chatoim. A person is a balaver. Like the Welt says, the expression that you say a bal avera and he's a bar mitzvah. Why don't you say he's a bal mitzvah? Why don't you say he's a bar avera? Because a husband and a wife can get divorced. So that's called a bal avera. He does averas today. He can get divorced. He won't be a bal avera tomorrow. But a bar mitzvah, a son and a father, can't break off the relationship. So a person that does a mitzvah can't... That's in Yiddish. They say that that's the reason why you use a different lashon. One is a bal avera and one is a bar mitzvah, a ben Torah, a ben Torah. Can separate the relationship of a ben and an av. So the same is the difference between a choyte and a chata. A choyte means a bal aver, he does aver. So we're not supposed to pray that those people should die. So Avraham Avinu, he is a Kodesh Baruch, wants to punish the city Sodom. He doesn't know how bad they are. He thought, all right, so they did aver, so they did a lot of aver. So they did thousands of aver, millions of aver. So they still give them a break. Say, dam, dam. A Kodesh Baruch tells them, sorry, my friend, these people have absolutely no redemptive features whatsoever. So they're chatoim. So other acts of Dechatoim, then we should pray to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should wipe them out. Ours is not necessarily a goody-goody religion that we want to give everybody a break. It's not so. Chaitim we give a break. Chatoim we don't. There are dinim that you give Mrs. Bez. There are times that they... Avraham Avinu was known for his midas ha-chesed. Chesed, tit nemes yapu chesed li Avraham. Midas ha-chesed is usually connected with Abbas Hashem, the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzchak Avinu is known for his Moira, the midas ha-gvura from Moira. So the Sfasemis points out at the end of the Sedra by the Nisoyan of the Akedah, so the Svasemis has a comment that Avraham Avinu, who had all of this Avas Hashem, Avas Hashem, you can have Avas from today till next year, may not be enough to bring your son on the Akedah. for that, that's what the Sasana says. For that, you have to have a lot of Yirash HaMayim also. So that's what the Malach points out. Atidaiti ki reili kimato. Not only is Avraham Avinu a Oiv Hashem, he's a Yirash HaMayim also. I think Rav Kook has an essay where he writes that these are both mitzvahs in the Torah. Avas Hashem, Yirash Hashem, they're two different mitzvahs in the Torah. And they're really two very different emotions. Avas Hashem, Yirash Hashem, two very different emotions. We somehow have to blend them in together. Sometimes we emphasize one over the other. So Rav Kook has an essay, I think, where he writes that Bizman Azef, modern man, doesn't go so much for Yiras Hashem. He's going to tell him, going to burn in Gehenna unless you do the mitzvahs and you know, do the others. It's not always going to work. But we have to go more with Avos Hashem. But when we carry them, people do kiruv activities. So they don't go with the Gehenna story. They're having, I think, Rav Aaron Salvechi speaking tonight for a group of NCSY and Zakir. So it doesn't work today with the Yiras Hashem. It works with the Avos Hashem. Yeah, but just Avos Hashem alone, it's also not going to work. You have to have a little, you have to come to Yiras Hashem also. You have to have a proper blend of both. That's how the Sfasemis interprets on this pasuk. In addition to the Yiras Hashem, you also have Yoshem. It's interesting, the Radak on that pasuk, writes that it means Oiv Hashem. Slav Davki Yirei Elohim. He says that it means Oiv Hashem. As it says, V'yahavtas Hashem Okecha b'chol avokha v'chol nafshecha apilo neitles nashecha. So he says the Chachamim attribute Mesiras Nefesh, that one is prepared to give up his own life or to give up his son's life. He says Avraham Avinu was an old man already. He was an old man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him to commit suicide, about it he would do it. But he asks him to give away his son as a sacrifice. The stuff mamish a sacrifice. His son is a young man. He didn't get married yet. He didn't have any children yet. And what's going to be with the promise? Ki Yitzri Kol Chozera. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Avraham Avinu to sacrifice his son is a greater sign than if he would have asked him to sacrifice himself. So that's a demonstration of Avos Hashem. He says, V'yahavtas Hashem Okecha b'chol nafshecha apilo neitles nafshecha. And this is even more than neitles nafshecha. He wants him to give away his son, his young son, he should give away. So the Radak interprets the pasuk not the way it's written. After Yadayti ki reili ki mato, it doesn't really mean Yiras Hashem, it really means Avos Hashem. But the Sfasemis has his opposite cover. No, with Avos Hashem, you can't really win all the battles. You have to have a proper blend of the Yiras Hashem. Again, our religion is not always a goody-goody religion. Like, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell me that I should sacrifice my son, if I'm just, like the Sfasemis says, just go with Avos Hashem, it's a loving religion and so on. What do you mean sacrifice? Human sacrifice? Who ever heard of human sacrifice? That's exactly what Avraham Avinu was fighting against all the pagan practices of that time. So it was a tremendous nisoyin for Avraham Avinu. This is going to be a pircha on his whole campaign from his whole lifetime. He's been preaching for years and years, monotheism, the God, everybody was created with Tzelem Elokim, and no one's allowed to kill anybody else. And he's going to go and kill his own son. So there's going to be a pircha on all of his preaching. He doesn't practice what he preaches. He told me that we shouldn't practice molech ceremonies to burn their children. He's going to burn his son on the altar. So the pasuk says he doesn't ask any kashas. He had a dream, Amara Halayla, Pashup Shah. So the king says, Avraham, my love, Avraham, when did he get this? Probably Balayla, when he was sleeping. The Radak says like that. Radak says, the beginning of the parasha, he got the dream in the middle of the day, Pashup Shah. He holds like those Rishonim that this was all Amara Hanavua. Tell him, Allah, go to his dome. He thinks that this is all a maranibul. So he says that this was a chalom in the middle of the day, and this was a chalom in the middle of the night. Kach is din chesuchit chesuah hafta asitzka. And it says bayashkim Avraham abayka pasuk gimel and perik chavayz. The pasuk pshat is this was a chalom balayla, and he woke up first thing in the morning and he goes to do the akedah. He doesn't ask any kashes. That's how Rashi calls. Avraham Avinu starts asking a kashi after the whole akedah is all over. After the malach tells him don't shecht your son, then he asks how can it be? I have a kash. Es molamartili ki b'yitzchak l'karol chazer. First he told me that Yitzchak, only Yitzchak, and not Yishmael. Only Yitzchak is going to carry over the tradition of monotheism and so on, of my beliefs. And then afterwards he told me I should shecht my son, and now you send him out, tell me not to shecht. That's when he asked the kasha, please explain it. But he doesn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to shechting his son, even though that was the big kasha. He doesn't ask him. It's against everything that I stand for, it's against everything that you stand for, human sacrifice, and all that. It was clear to him that that was the Nevuah. So he was about to shecht his son. So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, why is the Maisa Akedah recorded in the Chumash? That we should know how clear the Nevuah was to every Navi that he was prepared to shecht his son based on his Nevuah. If I would have a dream at night, I don't remember any of my dreams. If I would have a dream at night that I should shaft my son, I would laugh in the morning. A movie. I saw a movie at night. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't think that it's an Nevuah. Avraham Avinu obviously was a Navi. He knew when it was Stam a dream to laugh it away, and when it was a dream that was a Mara HaNevuah. And it was so clear to him that this was Mara HaNevuah, he was prepared the very next morning. Vayashkim Avraham Bavok, he woke up the morning after the dream. He's prepared to go bring his son as an Akeda, no questions asked. It's not that the Jewish religion is a goody-goody religion. God is a good God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a good God. So he doesn't give ridiculous siddinah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us siddinah that we think is utterly ridiculous. Got to do it anyway, whether we like it or not. Avraham Avinu feknish kinkashis, and he's about to bring his son to the Akeda. All Akeda is a pillow. We don't really understand. The Rashbam that became famous in recent years on the opening pasuk in chapter Chofes here. What's Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela? So Rashi quotes that the Chachamim in the Gemara discuss Chachamim in the Medrash. Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela, after that happened, after what happened? So Rashi quotes different interpretations. So the Rashbam gives his interpretation. The Rashbam does not appear in anywhere in Chazal, I think. That's original. What Rashi quotes, Rashi always quotes Chazal. Rashbam gives his original. He says Achar Hadvarim Ha'ela means after Avraham made the peace treaty with Abimelech, Melech Plishtim, he says he signed away sections of Eretz Yisrael. Who gave you me something? Who gave you the right to give away Eretz Yisrael? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to punish him a little bit. So he gave him a fright. He frightened him into believing that he wanted him to bring his son as an Arkadim, as a corpse. Look, if that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, he's going to do it. Then Lebesov, it turns out that he misunderstood the Tzivui Hashem. The Rambam says that everything was, it's very strange, the Rambam says that everything was so clear to the Nevi'im, he's prepared to bring his son on the Akedah, and then later on turns out that he misunderstood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, no, did I say you should shecht him? I said, Halei Hashem Li'Oilo. How do you translate Halei Hashem Li'Oilo? So Pashup Shat is, offer your son as a sacrifice, as a carbon, no, burn him on the altar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you misunderstood. Achsei, I told you bring him up to the mountain, the high mountain, go up. Aliyah, go to Eretz Yisrael, it's called Aliyah. Because Eretz Yisrael Gevurah Mikol HaRavot, the Sahara Maria is taller than other places in Eretz Yisrael. It's a mountain, a har. So I said, Halei Hashem, Lo'oila doesn't mean a carbon oila. It means Halei Hashem, bring him up, Lo'oila, Aliyah, on the mountain. That's a funny way of speaking. That's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash. I didn't tell you bring him as a carbon oila. I meant, ask you say, take him up to the top of the mountain. So now ask say, become a Yorei, go down from the mountain. That's it. The whole reason why the Nevuah was written in the Chumash, the Rambam writes in the book, the whole reason why it was written to teach you how clear the Nevuah was to the Nevi'im, Avraham Avinu was absolutely clear that it was a Tziva Hashem. Then it turns out he made a 100% mistake in the Pshat. It's taka very misleading Nevuah. Halei Hashem Le'Ola means bring him up the mountain, does make any sense. So they call it B'Shem Rav Chaim, a beer that seems so emistic. It sounds like that's mamish, the emes pshat in the midrashim, because the midrashim say that Yitzchak Avinu was a korban. The pesukim say later, vayhi rav baharetz, in the days of Yitzchak there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, levad harav shehayah b'nei Avraham Avinu, in addition to the famine in the days of Avraham. Vayered Yitzchak Melech Plishtim Gororos, and Rashi quotes he was on his way, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Yitzchak was on his way to go down to Egypt just like his father did. Yitzchak carried over all the family traditions from his father. So he was going to go down to Mitzrayim like Avraham Avinu did. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, Gur Baretz Hazos, you should stay here. He's not allowed to go to Chutz Lord. Your father, Avraham Avinu, was not a carbon. So he said, there is no din that he's nifsal if he goes Chutz Lim Koyma, but you are a carbon. And the carbon becomes possible with a psul yoytzeh. Kachikachm, if you take it out of the Azor, Kachikachm, if you take it out of Yerushalayim, it'll be Nifsal. But that's what he told him. You're a carbon, Bein Chutzlots, Gedailo. You're not permitted to go to Chutzlots, you become Nifsal. So you see that he was a carbon. Not only that he was a carbon, the Pasuk says in the end of the Teichachem, the Chukoisai, Zachat is B.C. Yaakov, Yaakov is B.C. Yitzchok, Yaakov is B.C. Abraham Eskor, Behor is Eskor. So Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kohanim and that Pasuk that Loshen Zechira, the verb of Zechira, refers to all three, Bris Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, but it only is written by two out of the three. It doesn't say by Yitzchok. Zachat is B.C. Yaakov. The Yaakov is B.C. Yitzchok. It's obviously understood Eskor. The Yaakov is B.C. Avraham Eskor. Bahoras Esko. So the Rosh Zechira says by Eretz Yisrael, by Bisi Avram, by Bisi Yaakov, by Bisi Yitzchok, it just says, Vafes Bisi Yitzchok, and it means Esko, but it doesn't say it. How come it doesn't say it? Because it gets boring, keep on repeating. So why does it repeat it three times? Why does it repeat the verb three times? So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, who say that Yitzchok, Zikaron, isn't necessary. I remember a student I had in my class. Yeah, 20 years ago I had a student, but I see a student now in front of my nose. I don't have to remember him. He's here. So the Medrash says, Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to remember Yitzchok. Afroi, Sovra Munoch Lefona Agabi HaMizbeach, the ashes of Yitzchok. Yitzchok was brought on the Akedah, they burnt him. So the ashes are right there. Yitzchok, they burnt Yitzchok, the ashes. So that's a different version of the story. That's not the way it says over here. What do you mean the ashes are there? It means the ashes of the Ayilacha. That was a different thing. So you see that the Tanaim understood that the Haktorah, the burning of the ashes of the Yael, was considered as if the Avodah had been done to Yitzchok. We have such a halacha by the Shnei Sira Yom HaKippurim, that when you do the Avodah to the Soyer HaPanimi, it's considered as if the Avodah is chal also on the Soyer HaPitzim, and it gave to certain deeds. So here also it says that right after the Malach tells Avram Avinu he should stop with the Akedah, so Avram Avinu goes, he looks for an aisle, and he's makar an aisle. What did he have to be makar an aisle for? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he changed his mind, that he's not. What did he have to be makar an aisle? So apparently he understood that he has to be makar something, and that HaKrova will be considered as if it were done to his son Yitzchak. His son Yitzchak was a carbon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Halei Husham Li Oilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, your son is a carbon oilo. You have to be magnishim as a carbon oil. Then Avram Avinu understood. Avram Avinu understood the word Haleu Sham Le'olo. The word oil means a carbon oil. Haleu, that's the question. Haleu means bring him up on top of the mountain. Askusev. That's what Avram Avinu made a mistake. He thought Haleu means offer him on the altar, burn him on the Mizbeah. That was a mistake. But the word oil meant a carbon oil. So Avraham Avinu was told he has to be Magdish, his son is a carbon oil. So then he understood Memela. If my son is a carbon oil, what do you do with a carbon oil? Don't you have to be Makriv? That's Memela the din. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, this is a different kind of an oil. By being Makriv another animal, it will be considered as if the Avodah was done to your son Yitzchok. That's why the Chachamim understood that Yitzchok was a carbon after the Shechita. The psul of Yotze, that if you take an animal, let's say if you take Kachikachim out of Azara, if you take Kachinkalim out of Yerushalayim, it becomes Nisalim, that's only after Shechita. Before Shechita, an animal can roam around all over the world, it's not Nisal the Yotze. So how could the Medrash say that Yitzchak wasn't permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael because he was like a carbon oil, but it was an oil before Shechita? So the answer is he wasn't. He was considered like an oil la'acha Shechita. Because the Shechita on the Ayol is considered as if it had been done to Yitzchak himself. And not only that, the burning of the aisle, the haktorah of the aisle was considered as if it was a haktorah that was done to Yitzchak. That's why the Chachamim used the expression in the Medrash, the aparat sovra munach lefonai al gabi hamizbeach. So true, Avraham Avinu did make a mistake, but it wasn't a mistake on the basic concept. The basic concept was correct, that Yitzchak Avinu had to be hukdash as a korban oilo. But then, how do you proceed from there? So normally, there is halacha mishnayis, that if the Mishnah in Shkolim says, if I find an animal roaming around in the outskirts of Yerushalayim and has a tag on its neck and says, I am a korban oilo, this is a korban oilo, and I can't find who the bala korban is, you find the bala korban, so you bring it, give him back his korban oilo, let him bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You make a hakraza and you can't figure out who the Bala Korban is. So it says in the Mishnah's column, you should bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, there should be makrevid on behalf of the Bala Korban, whoever he happens to be. You don't have to know who he is. Whoever the Bala Korban is. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, that the Shem Shisha Zvachim HaZevach Nizbach, and Yeshef the Korban has to have in mind, Mikredin, you should really have had to have in mind six different things. One of the six kavanas is the Shem, the Bala Korban. Then the Mishnah says, but the Yevid, if you'll be makrevid stam, it'll be good. And then the Mishnah says they made a takana. The Bezin made a takana during the period of the Baisheni, it seems, that they should never have in mind who the Bala Korban is. They should be makrevid stam, because they may make a mistake and have in mind the wrong Bala Korban, in which case it'll become partially nifsal. So they made a recommendation, you should always rely on the b'diyevid. A little strange. Sounds like Lachatchila is supposed to have explicit kavana, but b'diyevid, in Shech Nistam, stam of the Shmakoy, it's good. So because of the chashash that they may have in mind Ashinu Bailim, so they always recommended we should do everything b'di'evit. So it sounds like you have to figure out that. A strange thing. Because you may make a mistake once in a while, so you make a takana, they should always do it b'di'evit. But I'll call upon him, that's what you do. So normally that is the din, that's the Mishnah Shkol. That if you find a Korban Orla roaming around somewhere in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and you know that it's a Korban Orla, so you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, the makrev it, bad Mishnah is here also. Avraham Avinu understood that that's the nature of the din over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me, I should be Magdish my son. Chaim even suggests further, he says, even Avraham Avinu understood, Halehu men, bring him up to the mountains. Avraham Avinu didn't even misunderstand that. That's what Chaim understands. Ha'alehu, sham, le'ola. He understood the word oila correctly. He understood the verb ha'alehu. Ha'alehu means, ask say, bring him up on top of the mountain. Le'ola means as a korban oila. But Avraham Avinu put two and two together. I should take him on top of the mountain and be magdashim. And then what am I going to do on top of the mountain? I can be magdashim over here also. Oh, so he put two and two together. He means I should build a mizbech on the mountain. That's how the Avodah Zarah used to do. He used to build mizbeches on top of the mountain. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara Shabbos. Supposed to build the Beis HaKnesses on a high spot in the city. That's why they build all the churches also, on high spots, that everybody should look up to the church. It's a din, he's supposed to have a mizbeach on a makom gavoya. That it should be a makom mechubad. So Avraham Avinu understood, why should I be makdishim on top of the mountain if I'm not going to be makdishim? So Mustama should be makdishim on top of the mountain. And then, the Meila means I should build the mizbeach on top of the mountain, like he's supposed to have a Beis HaKnesses on top, and be makdishim. So that part that he guessed on his own, that's normally the halacha. When you have a korban, you're supposed to be makrevin. So that part was incorrect. Why was Taka incorrect? Because God wanted him to substitute a different behemoth instead. The Ratzon Hashem was that the other behemoth should be korban instead of Yitzchok Avinu. But Yitzchok Taka was a korban. The beginning of the story of the Akedah says, "Well, the king he saw us Avraham, but Yom Yerov Avraham, but Yom Hinein." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, "The Mara Halayla." Apparently, he woke up in the morning right after the time of the Mara Halayla. But in the Mara Halayla, his vision was that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to him, not an angel. Nonetheless, when he's in the middle of doing the Ma'isa Hakedah, so a Malach appears to him. Vayishlach Avraham Mesiyad Bekachz Machelas Lishchet Ezna Vayikroi Lov Malach Hashem in Hashemayim Vayim Avraham Avraham Vayim Hinei. The Malach stops him. So Avraham Avinu takes the word of the Malach over the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe the Malach is pulling his leg. No, he knows it's for real. So the Malach tells him not to shech, so he doesn't shech. So there's a famous comment that supposedly was made by Rav Chaim Volozhin, that only God made a cherem against the Hasidim. Supposedly the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, went to visit the Vilna Gaon and he didn't let him in for whatever reason. He wanted to make peace with him. He didn't want to speak to him. So he made a cherem against the Hasidim without even speaking to the other party. He didn't even speak to the Hasidim. He didn't want to let him in. And then when they wanted the other Rabbanim to sign the cherem, so Chaim Volozhin, who was the most famous, the Talmud who was most dovah to the Vilna Gaon, he didn't want to sign the cherem against the Hasidim. So they say in his name that he commented on the Maisa Akedah that to tell me to kill somebody that you have to have the Ribbono Shel Olam in person, has to say. To tell me not to kill someone even if a Malach comes, not on the same level as the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if a lower level authority tells me not to kill. To put a Cheirem or to kill someone you have to have the highest authority. There are families in Europe who are known as Beis Harav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That's the whole yichus of the Soloveitchik family, and the Shapiro family, certain family Shapiro in Europe, and the Tziv's family, that they are from the Beis Harav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhin. That they didn't have in Lithuania, they didn't consider the yichus to be descendants of the Vilna Gaon. There are people who are descendants of the Vilna Gaon. That's not known with the great yichus as the Beis Harav. So some people claim perhaps that that's the reason why, because Rav Chaim Volozhin refused to sign the cherem against the Chassidim perhaps. And this issue, he was a little more reasonable than the Gro. So that was considered the big yichus in Lithuania. Those who are from the Beis Harav, the descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhin, Beis Harav stam, well, it didn't mean Vilna Gaon, it meant the descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Chaim Balozhin has a comment in his Sefer Nefesh HaChayim on the pasuk Avraham Avraham Vayomer Hineni, when the Malach speaks to Avraham and he tells him not to shech the son. So the Zohar makes a comment when it says Avraham Avraham twice. It's Sig de Gavei. There's a line printed in this edition. Sefer Torah, you don't have any Nekudas, you don't have any lines. But there's a psik, which l'chor means that you're supposed to have a slight pause in between the first Avraham and the second Avraham. So by any person whose name appears twice, you always have a psik except for Moshe Moshe. By Moshe Moshe, you don't have any psik. So Chaim Balozhin wants to explain what is the Zohar driving at. What's the significance of this distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu and the others? So he suggests that the Kavanah of the Zohar perhaps is the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one person who used his potential to its maximum, and he became as great as he could have possibly become. That's how the Radak has a comment. Rabbi Chana Rassman quotes this in one of his essays. The Radak has a comment on the Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, Moshe Abdi Meis. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu referred to as an Eved? Because we have a klal in the Gemara Kedushin, Kol Mashi Kana Eved Kana Rabba, by Neved Knaini, that is. By Neved Ivri, it doesn't apply, by Neved Knaini. So the Radak suggests that maybe that's the meaning of the Pasuk, Moshe Abdi Meis, that Moshe was like my Eved Knaini. What sense? That Moshe Rabbeinu, all the talents that he had, he gave away totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other people don't give away all their talents. Let's say other people, let's say I'm salaried, I give a lot of shiurim. I'm salaried, I put the money in the bank, I have savings, I have investments, I play with my children, I go to parties, I have a wedding anniversary party, whatever, birthday parties and all this kind of stuff. I don't give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't every minute of the day. My Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm nowhere near Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayeri Moshe min ha'har el ha'ar. Moshe Rabbeinu went directly min ha'har. So Rashi writes, Shloi pana al ha'sokot. He didn't do anything personal. Look, you had to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. You had to go to the Beis HaKisu also. You had to put on clothes also. But he did everything mamish l'avodas Hashem. He didn't do anything for himself that wasn't l'shem avodas Hashem. So in that sense, he was kol mashikon evit kana rabbi. He was in Gansen, given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he was giving this description of Moshe Abdi, Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe was an Eved Hashem. The other tzaddikim, as great as they were, didn't really use their potential to its maximum. So that's how Chaim Balozhin suggests, that every person has a was diyukin up in heaven, in his file, in his record up in heaven, there's a was diyukin of how great this individual may possibly become. And then you have to see whether he really became as great as he possibly could have become. So that's what Chaim Balozhin interprets about the dream that Yankel Avinu had when he runs away from his brother Esau. So he sees Malachim Olam Yoridim Hinei Hashem Nitzavolo. So the Gemara has one interpretation. The Gemara in Perkei Anoshim and Fulin has one various interpretations on the pasuk. So one suggestion is that the Malachim saw the most biyuk neshal Yankel Avinu Chokal Kal Kisei Hakovei. The pasuk says in Yeshaya that on the Kisei Hakovei there are four ponim. There are four faces. There's Pnei Odom, and that Odom is the facial features of Yankel Avinu. Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Nesher. Pasuk in Yishayim. So one of the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod is Pnei Odom, that's the face of Yankel Avinu. So the Malachim looked at the face of Yankel Avinu, and then they saw him sleeping over there. So it says one opinion, and they Bikshu Lahargoi, they wanted to kill him. Hinei Hashem Nitzavolo. That's what it means, Lishomer. But if Bochum came to protect Yankel Avinu, the Malachim shouldn't kill him. Why did the Malachim want to kill him? So some interpret the Gemara that they were jealous. That's the guy, his face is on the Kisei HaKavod. They were so jealous, how come their face is not on the Kisei HaKavod? Everybody wants me, Baraysh. So they wanted to kill him out of kiddush. A strange interpretation. We don't know what's going on in the Gemara. Malachi Hashem Nitzavolo. How to say? Malachi Malachi Yorim. Hinei Hashem Nitzavolo, right after Lishomer. Why to protect him? So Chaim Balozhin has a totally different interpretation. He said, they saw the Dimus Diyuk Mashiach Avinu Chokal Kal Kisei HaKavod. They saw what a tremendous potential this man has. Then they went out to see, what's he doing? Is he living up to his potential? He's sleeping away. What? They're sleeping. What kind of? It's a big show of hard guy. He's not living up to his charge in life. I came to the yeshiva. I happened to be away in the mountains. I came to the yeshiva on Matzoi Shabbos when they turned the clock. So we drove home, Rav Meir Goldach and his wife. So we passed by the dormitory. It was a quarter to three in the morning, quarter to two on the new time. Quarter to three in the morning. There were a whole bunch of guys sitting and watching television. So me or they, what they're watching? A movie, Cops and Robbers. quarter to three in the morning. So that's what the Malachim, Big Shulah Hargoy. This is the famous Yag Avinu, the most Yukna Chaka Kalkise HaKavay. He's sleeping. Why should he? All right, you have to sleep a little bit at night. But it's too much sleeping. So that's why they wanted to kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Nitzavah, he was protecting him. Look, he's a human being. What can you expect? So that's how Rav Chaim Volozhiner suggests is the Kavon and the Zohar. That Avraham, there's a psik v'gabe, means that there's a big hefsik between the potential that Avraham had and the actual Avraham, what he really turned out to be. And Yitzchak and Yankif and all of the tzaddikim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who has no psik v'gabe. But Moshe lived up to his potential. He was mamash and eved Hashem. He was kol mashikon evikon rabo. All of his talents and all of his kishroinus, he gave away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became the great tzaddik that he could have become. Vayera, we read two different symbols of Yirei Hashem. Ata Yadaitik Yabdecha Yoriyas Hashem. Anosha Balakacha Shnei Elodai Loi Lavodim. The Bali Chavis are coming to take away my children. What kind of din is that to take away the children? So Tesis writes in Masechas Avodah Zarah that Achav was done b'dini b'nei Noach. By the Goyim. Parents own their children. If you owe money, you take me away as a servant. And if I owe you more money, so you take away my children. So the father died. So this is against the Din HaTorah. The Memshalah was running the country according to Turkish law, British law, whatever, Chukas HaGoyim, according to the Dini of the Avodah Zarah. So what am I going to do? How can I pay back the money? So he asks, so what does she have in the house? Maya Shlof Abayis. She has nothing. She has a little container of shemes. He says, good enough. Lock all the doors. Go borrow kelim, empty kelim from all the neighbors. Lock all the doors and start pouring from the little container and they'll all get filled up. So the nes occurred, they all got filled up, and then she sold it, and she had a fortune of money to pay all of the Bali Chayvis, and she had money left. He created, then he said, from that time on, from that time on, he rests. What do you mean he rests? He worked hard. He said, how do you retire him? He worked for 6 days, then he retired. Pretty good. What does he mean, he rests? From that time on, no more Bria Yeshmi, no more Yeshmi Ayin. From now on, it's only Yeshmi Yesh. Doesn't want to make Nisim. I mean, if you press him, he'll make that nest to make it, but it's not necessary, so he doesn't want to. So the Navi doesn't want to say, look under your pillow and you'll find $500,000. So he says, do you have some oil? What do you have? If you have something, then I can give a bracha that should develop to become even more. That's the expression that the Zohar says, that the bracha cannot be chala chasora rekanyo, on an empty table. If you have something there, then the bracha can be chala on that. That's why we have a minig that's mentioned in the Gemara, a pretty old minig. Pretty old minig that's mentioned in the Gemara. Gemara was almost 2,000 years ago. So the Gemara has a minig when you bench Brichas HaMazon, you leave some bread on the table. There was such a practice for Avdei Avodah Zarah, 2,000 years ago. So the Gemara has a minig when you bench Brichas HaMazon, you leave some bread on the table. There was such a practice for Avdei Avodah Zarah. Orachim Lagot Shulchan, they would set tables with bread for the Avodah Zarah that was called God. So the Gemara says you have to be careful that you shouldn't do it the way the Avodah Zarah did. It's different. The way they did it was one way. We do it differently. You leave over some bread on the table as you're about to branch, as you're about to recite Birchas HaMazon, because one asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Parnaseinu Chalkaleinu, you should give us food. So if you have no food on the table, so where do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The food should fly down from heaven, Yesh Me'ayin. If you have some food there, then the bracha can be chal on that food. that you can get more food. So that whole concept, that whole idea, is based on this story in the Haftarah in Sefer Melachim, that the Navi Elisha asked the Almana of Avadya HaNavi, Mayesh Lof Baboyis, and she says she has a little bit. She has an Osach Shom and a small container of oil. She says, okay, start pouring the oil. That's what the commentaries on the Siddur say is the meaning of the phrase in Moos Tzur. There was a little oil there. So the Ness occurred that the oil burnt for longer. If there wouldn't have been any oil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make a Ness Yesh Meyayin, that the oil should fly down from heaven. There was all of the containers of oil that were nitmud. There was one small container that was left over. So that's why it was possible for a Ness to occur. Why did the Navi Elisha tell her she should lock all the doors? Why should she lock the doors? Apparently there was an importance, there was a chshivas to holding this private. It should be secret. And the same appears in the second story in the Haftarah, that Elisha gave a woman a blessing. Elisha used to travel by the Isha Shunamis. He used to stay there in the city Shunem. So Isha Shunamis told the husband, we should make Aliyas Kirtana, we should make a separate guest room for Elisha and Avi, and every time he comes to the city, Achnasas Orchim, just like Avraham Avinu does Achnasas Orchim, so the Isha Shunamis does Achnasas Orchim. And he wanted to give her a bracha for the fact that she fulfilled Achnasas Orchim. So he gave her a bracha, she should have a baby. She has a baby, the baby dies, so she runs to the Navi, what's she going to do? And the Navi sends Gehazi. Vayomer Gehazi, chagor masnecha v'kach mishan te biyodcha, take my shteken, like Chassidus Rebbe, he went with a shteken, take the shteken, and when you go to the baby, don't speak to anybody, don't greet anybody, don't answer anybody else's greeting. You just take my stick and put it up near Hanar and he'll come back to life. So he took the stick and he didn't come back to life. The Gehazi Yavel Efneim, Ein Kol, Ein Kosher, nothing happens. So Rashi on the Pasuk in Melachim quotes from the Medrash, because on his way, he was telling everybody, see this stick, this is Elisha Navi's stick, I'm going to make Chias HaMesim. Exactly the opposite. Elisha Navi told him, even if people greet you, don't answer them, don't greet them, don't talk to anybody, don't tell anybody that you're going to do an S. He wanted it to be Bitsina. He violated the instructions of Elisha, so that's why it didn't work. And called in Kosher. So then Elisha had to do it himself. And Elisha came, so he says, he locked the door, just like it says before, that she should lock the door. They locked the door to do the nest. The Pasuk says that sometimes Kvoid Elokim has to dover, Kvoid Melochim Chakor dover. Some things have to be done in public, and some things have to be done privately. These nisim have to be done in a private way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the nisim to be done in a public way. The same thing in today's in the Kriya, in Parshas Vayera, by the Akedah. The Ovda Avodah used to bring korbanos in public. People would watch. They weren't afraid to have other people watch. But on this occasion, the Pasuk says that when they were about to go to the top of the mountain, so Avram tells the Na'orim, Shvulacham Poem Achamar, Va'aniva Anan Elchad Kor V'Nishtach V'Nashuvu Aleichem. So the Medrash comments that Avram looked on top of the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Aleh Yishom Lior L'Alachad Ha'or Mashor Mer Elecha. He knew where Eretz HaMoriah was, but he didn't know which mountain. So he said, Alachad Ha'or Mashor Mer Elecha. I'll tell you which one already. So how did he tell him which one? We don't find that he told him. So the Medrash says he indicated, Kodesh Baruch Hu indicated to him. Why? Because when they came to Har Maria, Eretz HaMoriah, so he saw either an Onan Kosher Alahor, another version of the Medrash was that he saw Amudesh Anahor, he saw something supernatural, so something very unusual. So he asked Avram Avinu, he asked Yitzchak, what do you see on top of the mountain? So he also saw whatever Avram saw, either the Amud HaEsh, or he saw the Onan Kosher Alahor. When he asked the Shnei Yoravito, so they said, they see nothing, they see a mountain. All the mountains look the same, they don't see anything different. So that's when he told him, the donkey doesn't see anything special, the donkey doesn't see anything supernatural, so you don't see anything either. So it's like, it's new and you're not a tzanua. We're not going to let you participate in this avodas Hashem. Some things have to be done with sin, and other things have to be done with hasid. not everything that a person thinks should he say, not everything that a person says should he write, and not everything that a person writes should be published. More comments about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wants to assemble all of his children before he's about to die. He asks for the Agir Lachem Eis HaShikra Eschem the Achris HaYom. What does it mean? He begins Yaakov Galus and Saket. Achris HaYom means when Mashiach is going to come, what's going to be? So then when it came, so he doesn't say anything about Achris HaYom. He doesn't say anything, a word about Mashiach. So that Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Himsachim, from the Midrashim like that. That Nistalka Hemenu Ruach HaKodesh. He lost his Ruach HaKodesh. He forgot what he was going to say. So he thought, Shema yesh b'chem psul. It must be it's a megal and ela that's new in. And somebody over here is not so medactic. So he asked, does everybody believe in one God? And anybody violating any of it? So they say, no, Shema Yisrael. Shema kein Shema kod. We believe in the same monotheism that you believe. Same religion. Everything. Have bris milah. Everything the same as the Father. We don't know exactly whether all of the Shvatim volunteered, like Yankim Mistama volunteered to keep all the mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu. We don't know if the Shvatim did also. A discussion in the Mefarshim Ahudish, but they say we keep all the mitzvahs, leave out the Midas Chasidus, they keep all the mitzvahs. So then Yaakov Avinu realized, oh, the reason why he was in Stalka Emen Eshchino is not because Eim Galus Elul Nisnuin, because the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want this to be Nisgala to anybody. He doesn't want anybody to know. Not everything that a person thinks, Talmud Chacham, whatever, not everything that he thinks he's supposed to tell over to other people. Yaakov Avinu knew things about the Ketz HaYom. The Rebbeinu Shlom told him he shouldn't, he thought he wanted to tell it over to his children. The Rebbeinu Shlom said no. Even though the Tak were all from the children, they shouldn't tell him. They were also by some of the Nisim and the Navi, some of the Nisim were done in public and some of the Nisim and Dafke had to be done privately. In one, the end of Maseches Nidah tells about the 12 questions that the scholars in Alexandria asked Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, the Tana, when he visited. Rabbi Shua ben Hananya usually lived in Eretz Yisrael. So on one occasion he visited Alexandria in Egypt, so they had philosophical questions and halachic questions, Medrash and Agada, all different areas. So two of the questions have to do with the Parsha and the Haftarah. And the Parsha describes when the city of Sodom was destroyed. So Ashes Lot turned into a pillar of salt, at the Hinitziv Melach. And in Haftarah it says that Elisha Navi went to this dead baby and he brought him back to life. The Rambam writes in the Mer, in the Ruchim, that the baby apparently had just fainted, that he wasn't really dead. He just did CPR, brought him back to life, but not that he was dead and he made Chiyas Hameis. And the Mefarshim and the Mor Nevuchim say they don't know exactly where the Rambam get that from. It's against the Gemara that we know. Our Gemara said that when Eliyahu was about to go up to heaven in the fiery chariots, Elisha requested of him Pishnayim Beruchach. He wanted to have twice the Kerach and the Ruach of Eliyahu Novi, and Eliyahu Novi said it depends. If you'll see me go up in the fiery chariot, it'll be granted. And it was granted. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, where was it granted? Eliyahu Novi was only Mechayah one Mason, Elisha was Mechayah two Mason. So the Gemara understands Kipshuta, not that he gave him CPR. That's what doctors do. No, Imamish was Mechaya Mason. Did a Nesl, Ma'ad Manatara. This is one of the Masons. Then the Gemara says who the other Mason was. So the Gemara in the end of Nida also assumes like that, that this baby was Mamish dead, and that the dead people are Metame. Hashish Loit was Metame, and the baby was also Metame. The Ben Risha Shanamis was also Metame. And then they asked the Shaila of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, when Ashes Lot was converted into a pillar of salt, is she still Metame? But he say no. So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya says, what are you talking about? Hameis Metame, Hamelachena Metame. Then he asked the same question regarding the Ben Ashunamis. When the Ben Ashunamis was walking around later on and they got married and he raised his grandchildren and he marched at their wedding, is he Metame? Is he not Metame? He says, what do you mean? Hameis Metame, Achai any Metame. What were they questioning about? Apparently they were misupik, they were asking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change Teva. If he makes the mace look like salt, it's really a mace, but it looks a little bit like salt. It gives you the impression that it's salt, but it's really a mace. the mace is walking around, the Ben Ashunamis is walking around, it's basically a mace, but it looks like he's alive. Sometimes mason do they do move a little bit, but they're really dead. Sometimes mason do move a little bit, but they're dead. So that's what they were asking. So the Rabbi Shimon Hanani said, no, the Rabbanu Shalom changed the teva here. The basar turned into melach, and the mace turned into achai. No more mace. A mace metame achai ein metame. That's the Gemara. A mace metame achai ein metame. That Gemara in the end of Nida is the Gemara that the former chief rabbi Unterman quoted about transplants. That a mace is also about, no, so you take an organ from a mace and you transplant it to a chai, let's say a cornea transplant, a shayla to Nisuri Hano. So what do you do? So he gave a suggestion that once you attach it to the chai, it's considered a tchias ha-mason, because now it's part of a living organism, and now it's mutabano. And a chanami, up until the time that you're going to attach it to the chai, it'll attack the yosabano. But once you'll attach it to the chai, you can't be elach. The chai is allowed to look, how's he allowed to see with his eyes? What is a tikuach nefesh? He's getting hanor from the mace, the cornea is from a mace. If one should assume that the cornea is also banal, Moshe has a chuv about that. Maybe the cornea has the status of or hameis. And there's the one at the end of Chulin that only bisar hameis is also banal, maybe or hameis is mutabano. Moshe has a pilpul. How do you define or? Or means only the outside skin. The cornea is not on the outside. The cornea is on the inside. So he has a chuv. Maybe the cornea of the mace has the status of or. But Rav Unterman went with a different angle. He tined that after you're going to attach it to the person's body, then it's called the tchias hameisim on this. And just like Gemara says a lashon, hames metame, achai ein metame. So you tie in hames is also bano, achai is not also bano. Other rabbanim were not so convinced of his einfach. Not necessarily so. Gemara has a comment in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Gemara has a comment on the pasuk when the isha shunamis saw that the baby died. So she tells her husband that she wants to go visit the Yishu Elokim. She wants to take one of the asonos, one of the mules, or Rutsa at Yishu Elokim Yashuva. So he asks her, what are you running to visit Elisha today? What's the problem? She didn't want to tell her husband that the baby died. So the husband asks, today's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. So why are you going to visit? She said, time mashallah, I'm gone. No problem. She didn't want to tell her husband. So the Gemara comments on this pasuk, we derive from this pasuk, echai varam lahakbo p'nei rabba barega. If it would have been yontif, it would have been a mitzvah to visit. So the Achrayim find it difficult. Where do you see? He said, l'chodesh ayam v'lo Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. It wasn't yontif either. It was nothing. It was in the middle of the week. So how do you see from here, echai varam lahakbo p'nei rabba barega? Very strange Gemara. So some achrayim have all longer duration. Pshatim, a woman. This mitzvah chayv al mahakol penaba beregel only applies to the men, not to the women. And a woman shouldn't volunteer. Some rishonim hold, some tanaim hold, a woman should not volunteer. Mitzvah says hazman grama. So the women used to go volunteer to visit the navi on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. The men would go on yontif. The women, no. It's a whole complicated pshat. It doesn't really seem to fit into the Gemara. So the name of the Vilna Goyen, they have the following pshat. When it says Shabbos, the word Shabbos is referring to Yontif, it's not referring to Shabbos. Like we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, quotes our Gemara in Shavuos, on Daf Chof and the Beis, that the obligation to recite Kiddush on Shabbos is Min HaTorah, and then he mentions that the obligation to recite Kiddush on Yontif is also Min HaTorah, because all the Yamim Taimah are referred to as Shabbos Hashem, as it says by Sfiras Haimer, here also the Vilna Goyen interprets that L'chodesh Hayom L'chodesh Shabbos means today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Yontif. Shabbos referring to the Shalosh Regalim. So that's what the Gemara says. If it would have been one of the Shalosh Regalim, the husband would have understood why the wife is going to visit. Yeah, but what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh also the Zechiyah B'Psali Yom HaRegel. How did that come in over here? So the Vilna Gaon is quoted also as saying that this pasuk is similar to the pasuk in the end of Yeshaya. V'hayomi dechodesh, the last pasuk, v'hayomi dechodesh b'chodshoy, midei Shabbos b'shabbata, yavok al-basa v'shtachos l'fonai, amar Hashem. So the Yalkut Shimoni comments on that closing pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Bnei Yisrael feel bad about the fact that during all the years of Galus they're unable to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us L'Asidav is going to make good for all of that. So all of the Aliyah L'Regel that we missed every year, we missed Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, the Tavshin Nun Hei, and for the Sukkos of Tavshin Nun Vav, we missed already. Maybe by Pesach time we'll have a Pesach, I mean, we'll have Aliyah L'Regel, but so far we missed Sukkos Tavshin Nun Vav. Three times Nun Hei, three times Nun Dalet. Go back in history, all year, every Shabbos should go. We missed Aliyah L'Regel for so many years, Karev for 2,000 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says L'Asidav is going to make good for that. Everybody will come to do Aliyah L'Regel, even on Rosh Chodesh, to make good for all Aliyah L'Regel that they missed. So what does it say, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato? What does that mean? So the Magen Avraham, in his commentary on the Yalkut Shemoni, on the bottom of the page, the Zayis Ranon, writes that apparently there, Shabbos B'Shabbato refers to Sholosh V'Golem, refers to Yontif. So the Vilna Gaon also says like that. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, same as the Magen Avraham, that the two psukim mean the same. B'chodesh ayam v'lai Shabbos means it's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Shabbos v'Golem. The other pasuk, v'hayim edei chodesh v'chodesh midei Shabbos v'Shabbata, means it's on every Rosh Chodesh and on every one of the Shabbos v'Golem, the people will be Ola Rega. The Siyapis that there is, the Medr says that, that Medr says, Lassi Lava, Kavosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a psalm mitzvah of Ali Ola Rega on Rosh Chodesh, 12 times a year to make good, to make up for all of the Aliyah L'Regel that we were mevat for all the years of the Golus. And what's midei Shabbos b'Shabbat? But that goes on the Sholosh V'Golem itself. So it sounds from the Pesukim as if there always was an Indian of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh. Lossi Lovet is going to be, what do you mean, the Baruch Hashem is going to change the Dini HaTorah? The Rambam has in Nikori HaMunah, Shizos HaTorah Lossi Mechlefes. What do you mean? The mitzvah satara don't change. The only change that's going to be, the Rambam records, is they're going to be 9 on an iklud instead of 6. There was a change years ago that the ksav of the Sefer Torah was changed from Sadiri to ksav Ashurit. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the second Perek, that's because Moshe Rabbeinu was told that there's going to be a change. Because of the law is Mishnah HaTorah Azois. The Melech has to write Mishnah HaTorah, so the Gemara understands that phrase to mean Stav Shosit Lihishtanos. Mishnah Torah means it's going to change. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that it's going to change. We spoke last week about Bris Milah, that the Gemara says Yishul Benun was commanded, the Gemara in the first half in Ha'orah, the first 100 days in Perik Ha'orah, and Yavama says Yishul Benun was commanded Shuv Moliz B'nei Yisrael Shenis. It should be Malah B'nei Yisrael a second time. What do you mean a second time? How can you do a second Bris Milah? If the person already had a Bris Milah, you can't do a second Bris Milah. So the Pashup Shat means a second major national Bris Milah. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they did a big Bris Milah. Everybody had to do a Bris Milah to be able, during the Golus Mitzrayim, most of the people did not observe Bris Milah. Thus Shevet Levi observed. And then during the Midbar also, only Shevet Levi observed. So the big Bris Milah was done in Mitzrayim, right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then 40 years later, Shuv Ma'aliz B'nei Yisrael Shenis means another historical big Bris Milah for the whole, a national observance of Bris Milah. That's the Pasha Pshat. So the Gemara understands in addition to that, even the people who had a Bris Milah had to be Ma'aliz a second time. Why? Lo nitna priya le'avram avinu. Milah has two parts to it, this man is a Milah and priya. Cut off two membranes, the outer membrane, the inner membrane. That's only from the days of Yishuv Benun on. Before the days of Yishuv Benun, the only chiv was to remove the outer membrane. The priya to remove the inner membrane, it only came up later in the days of Yishuv Benun. So Tosfos says, Takasha, how can it be? Einavi Roshar Lachadish Dova Miyata. The Gemara has a pasuk. What the Rambam wrote, Shazaz Atar Lo Si Mochlev, not the Rambam's original Chiddush. It's the Gemara, the first daf in Megillah. It says, Eila Mitzvah Sashet Tzid Hashem Es Moshe Bahar Sinai, the last pasuk in Ayikra, and the last pasuk in Bamidbar. So the Gemara comments, Eila mitzvahs, only the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu are binding throughout all the generations. Mikan, from this person we derive, She'ein Novi Rasha L'Chadish Dova Miyad. No future Nevi'im can alter anything, any one of the Dini HaTorah. And anything that was changed or that is going to be changed is going to be 9 Ari Mikvot. Moshe Rabbeinu was told about it. It says in the Chumash, Ki Acha Rasha M'Kechaz Gevulcha, Yosafta L'Cha Ot Shola Shalom Ala Ara Ma'ed. You should add on another thing. And the change of the Ksav, and the same regarding the Bris Milah with the Priya, Taisa says, how can it be that Yishuv Benun was commanded to change the Din of Milah? So Taisa says, no, it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu that at some later point, another aspect of Milah will be added on, and that remains to be determined when. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah to Yishuv Benun. Now is the time that it should be changed. But it must have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's over here? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the way the Gemara, the way the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni understands the closing Pasuk in Yeshaya, that the Navi says that Losi Lava, the Jewish people will fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel on Rosh HaKadoshim. It doesn't make any sense. So perhaps the answer can be found over here. The husband tells his wife, the Yish HaShanamis, why are you going to visit the Chacham, the Navi, LaChodesh Hayom, LaShabbos? Today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor Yom Tov. Shabbos means one of the Shalosh Yigalim, nor is it Yom Tov. So Nadi Yehuda has in one place in this tshuva, he has a notion that the mitzvah of Chayiv Adam HaHakpal Pamin Avro Baregel is related to the Chiyuv Aliyah LaRegel. His mancha Beis Hamikdash HaYekayim, that there was an obligation, a mitzvah in our Torah to visit the Beis Hamikdash Shalosh Pamim Hashana. It won't cause the Chorchos. At that time, we had a chiv also to be Mechabed the Rebbe by visiting the Pnei Rabo, to be Makbal Pnei Rabo Baregel on Shalosh Megol. Nadi Yehuda says that Bizman Hazeh, that there's no ability, there's no chiv to be Oyla Regel, there's no Beis Hamikdash. They have no chiv to be Oyla Regel. So he thinks that Minat Torah, there's no chiv to visit the Rebbe. Even though the Gemara says Beferish and Sukkah, they used to visit the Reish Galusa. On Shalosh Megolim, the Reish Galusa was clearly after the Churban Bayis Sheni. I don't think they had a Reish Galusa Bizman Bayis Sheni. But then the Gemara is talking about Reish Galusa in the days of the Amorim. So it's clear that after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Nadi Yehuda says that was only Midr Rabbanan. He says that there's a relationship between the Chiyuv Aliyah LaRegel and the Chiyuv to visit the Rebbe. So from the fact that the husband tells his wife, why are you running to visit the Navi LaChodesh Hayom LaShabbos? It's neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Shalosh Regalim. It might appear as if that's what the Gemara is driving at. That's how the Gemara understood the Pasuk, that not only Lasi Lava, the Yalkut Shimoni says, will it be a mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel and Rosh HaKadosh, and it sounds like even in the past there was such a mitzvah. Either we never heard of such a mitzvah, maybe it means that this is a mitzvah of Rishus. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv to go visit the Beis HaMikdash or visit the Rebbe on every Rosh Chodesh. But it was always a mitzvah of Rishus. It was an optional mitzvah. Rosh Chodesh is listed off together with all the other Yomim Tovim. In the Chumash, when you have the Parsha Samoadim, so Rosh Chodesh is listed also as a Yom Tov. Maybe just like the Zechiyah Aliyah LaRegel on the Sholosh Regalim, perhaps also the Zechiyah Aliyah, perhaps there always was an Inyan, Mitzvah Sarshus, an Inyan of Aliyah LaRegel, and the Mela, an Inyan of visiting the Rebbe also, Chai Balam Hakol Pnei Abba Baregel, and Rosh Chodesh also, even in the past, not just in the future. There's a Maharsha in Bava Metzia, has such a comment also. And he quotes these psukim as well. The Masha quotes that pasuk on the Agarata. The Gemara says Eliyahu Anovi always used to come to learn in the yeshiva of Rav Yudah Anasi. So once on Rosh Chodesh he came very late. So the Mashgiach and the yeshiva asked him, why did he come late? Because he didn't want to let him in. He came late. So he said he had to go wake up the Ovois to daven with them. It's Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh he goes to Maris HaMachpelah. And he woke up Avraham Avinu and he washed Negel Basa and he davened with him, he put him back to sleep, and then he woke up Yitzchak and he washed Negel Basa. Marshal comments on him, when you wash Negel Basa, he says that's like Tzadikin and Yisos and Kruim Chayim. So the fact that they're dead is like they're sleeping. So you wake them up and you wash Negel Basa like a person just woke up. If they're dead, you don't wash Negel Basa. Dead is dead. So he says, obviously Tzadikin and Yisos and Kruim Chayim, whatever that means. So you wash Negel Basa like a person that wakes up in the morning. And he washed Yitzchak and he washed Yankov, and each one he davened. So the Mashgiach asks Eliyahu Novi, why don't you wake them all up at the same time? They daven bimzuman. There's no minion. So daven all three together. So what do you have to daven each one separately? So he says, no, if all three were davened together, Eliyahu Novi comments, then they would pressure HaKadosh Baruch Hu into bringing Mashiach, and the Rebbe Shalom isn't prepared yet to bring Mashiach. So I had instructions not to let them all daven together. So that's why it took them three times as long. So they had to wake up Avram separately, Yitzchak separately, Yankov separately, daven with each one, chakras, and Muslim, the stomach, bracha, and actually takes a long time. So, so that's why it came late to the base marriage. So the Mashor has a comment on Ad Gemara and the Chidushi Agoda. So he says, apparently there's an Indian of Aliyas and Neshamas, that the Neshamas also come to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dead people, the Neshamas of the dead people, have Epes and Aliyah LaRegel on Rosh HaKadosh. But even though they don't daven all month long, but on Rosh Chodesh they do daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something similar to the fact that there always was an inyan of Aliyah LaRegel for the living people, even on Rosh HaKadosh, not just Losi Lava in the future, but in the past also apparently like that. Very hazy topic. Anyway, the klal is that the Dinei HaTorah do not change. What's going to be with this Aliyah LaRegel is with this Medrash Yalkut Shimoni on the closing pasuk in Yeshaya the problem, unless perhaps you say like that, that there always was such a kiyum, and Rasi Lava, we will seize the opportunity to fulfill that kiyum. This Gehazi was some character. He used to be the Gabbai, he used to be the Shamas of Elisha Hanavi. So the Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk. Ishu Elikim Kodesh Hu, over Alein HaTomit. Kodesh Hu, who Kodesh Ve'im Asharsa Kodesh? She knew right away that Gehazi was a good for nothing. Shamas of such a holy Navi, Elisha Navi, such a Balmofsin. Shamas was a good for nothing. You see, according to the interpretation, according to the tradition of the Chachamim, he did not follow the instructions of Elisha Navi. He went around with the shtek and telling everybody he's going to do Kriyas HaMeis. Exactly the opposite from the instructions that he gave him. The Chachamim have a lot of negative comments about him. How he treated women. Women also came to visit Elisha HaNavi. Women came, how did he treat the women? Very improperly, the Chachamim have traditions. And then later on, when Naaman was cured from his tzaras, and he wanted to be Mahane Elisha, to give him a lot of money, so Elisha refused. He says, no, I'm salaried by the community. And he says, I don't accept any matonis. So Elisha saw that it's worth a lot of money. So after Naaman left, so he chased after him. He said, my boss changed his mind. He'll accept the gift. And that was Mamash Achil Hashem. So that's when he cursed him. When Elisha found out about that, he cursed him. And he said that Aras of Naaman should affect you and your three sons. And the Chachamim say, when it says, Abba Mitzarayim, where Yerushim Pesach Shar Shomron, the other chapter in Sefer Melachim, that was Gehazi Yishloshes Banan. He and his three sons all became Mitzarayim. Very unfortunate. It's happened more than once that the shamas of the holy person is not who kodesh ve'im asharsa kodesh. The shamasim of the big tzaddikim are not always such tzaddikim themselves. And today, Sedra, you see Avraham Avinu again a second time, saving his life by saying that he and his wife are brother and sister, rather than telling the truth and saying that it's husband and wife. He says it's a brother and a sister. So when Avimelech confronts Avram, he says, Mor Isa ki yasisas hadavar hazeh. So he says, Rakein yiras alikim amokam hazeh v'haraguni advarishti, if there's yiras shamayim. So the people can control themselves not to kill. If there's a lack of yiras shamayim, you can never tell what will be. So people can kill in order to take away someone else's wife. You cannot rely on the fact that Mitzicha Lois Sirtzach is a mitzvah sichlis that everybody understands on their own. Sometimes people don't understand on their own. Dina Mahfusad Dina, the king, wants to take someone's wife. He can think he has a right to kill her husband. Lorid the Malchus, you don't want to give me a wife. He can work out a whole children. We're going to get the Supreme Court to make a whole psak. That's what Avraham Avinu said. If there's no Yirah Shamayim, then you can't rely on decency. Decency has to be based on Yirah Shamayim. A person who's an atheist, sometimes atheists are ethical, but you can't rely on it for too long. You can never tell what their political shittas would lead them to reinterpret. Moran Bava Kama comments on the story of Abimelech taking away Sarah, the wife of Avraham Avinu, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Abimelech in the dream, he tells him Hashav Eishes Rishkin Avihu, and he also told him, apologize, not just give back the Heshavis HaGzela, give back his wife, and apologize. and make good, make up with him. And then he will pray for you. That's how the Gemara says that when you ba'avol somebody else, you do an aver ben adam ha'avero, you have to ask mechila. Ha'chayvu ba'chaver ha'chati she'noisel ad me'nezik tzari b'sheves ha'boshes and anim chola ad she'ivakesh b'mena mechila. That's what the Drucha tells Gemara. Yispalo ba'atcha ve'chayeh. And then the Gemara comments, v'yispalo l'Avraham elu elikim v'yipro elikim es Avimelech. Avraham was a very decent fellow and he was merchel Avimelech. The Gemara says, mikan, we learn out that one should not be an achzori. If someone did ba'avol you, and then he asks a mechila, you shouldn't be an achzori to say, I don't want to be merchel you. You should be merchel a person. Rare cases. The Gemara has rare cases. That if a person understands psychology well, he wants to straighten out the other person, so he has the right to say, I'm not merchel you, I want to wait till some later point. Most people don't know psychology so well, and they don't have so much time to go be mechanech everybody else. Halavai, we should be mechanech ourselves. So by normal people, the klal is like Avraham Avinu. V'yispalel Avraham elu Elokim. Yitzchak was the first one who had a meal of bizmano on the Yom HaShmini. That's in today's Seder, this grunt. V'yom al Avraham es Yitzchak b'no, ben shmeinas yamim kasha tziva oso Elokim. More comments on this pasuk, Hashatziva Oso Elokim, Oso below Oso. That only the father was obligated to perform the bris milah on the son. The mother never has an obligation. Lomol has been off. Tesis and Kiddushin started a whole literature on the Tesis. Tesis starts a whole literature on this kasha. Why do you need a yafusa to indicate that the mother doesn't have an obligation to see to it that her son has a bris milah? Isn't this simply a mitzvah saseh as my grandma? The mitzvah smil only begins on the eighth day, so shouldn't that be as Zman Grom? The text says, no, it begins on the eighth day and it never ends. That's not called Zman Grom. Zman Grom means it's circumscribed in time, not before this time, not after that time. That's called Zman Grom. The text says, yes, further, but it's only by Yom and not by Lailo. So let that be as Zman Grom. But that has a whole discussion in Rishonim and in Achronim regarding that. Is it really as Zman Grom or not? Should Mila be considered a mitzvah sesesh as Zman Grom? And I really shouldn't have required a pasuk. The Marach Ozeruah claims even after you have the pasuk, it really doesn't say anything. He says that the mother is mechuyev in Mila Saben. The pasuk just comes to tell you a kedima. If a child has a father and a mother who are both alive, the baby has a father and a mother, so the father has the kedima, the father has the obligation, not the mother. But let's say the father is Avot. A Jewish mother has a baby and a husband is a girl. So the mother has an obligation. So let's say they're divorced, the father disappeared somewhere. Father died, he's not alive. So the mother has an obligation to be mal her son. A fantastic chiddush. The Marach Ozeruah writes like that. But the mother also has an obligation. The pasuk only means to tell you a kedima. The chiyuv ha'av is kodim to the chiyuv ha'im, but they both have a chiyuv. Right after the story of the Akedah, the Chumash tells about Nachar's children. What about the other part of the family? The Pashto says that it has no connection with the Akedah. But nonetheless, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that on Rosh Hashanah, when we lay the Akedah, so we lay this section also, V'yachar Advarm Ha'elah, and so on. It's tach ashres macho till the end of the seder. So usually people assume, yeah, you lane it because you have to have five aliyahs and you need some more psukim. So if you don't lane this, you won't be able to figure out five aliyahs. So Soloveitchik thought that perhaps there's something more to it. Perhaps we want to draw a contrast between Jewish history as opposed to non-Jewish history. The pasuk says that Avraham Avinu, Sarah wasn't akkar and she didn't have any children, and then Medrash says that even Avraham was an akkar also. Yitzchak and Rivka couldn't have children, and Yankif and Rachel had difficulties. Everything came up with difficulties, and after having a baby at the age of 100, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Kafnes Bincha Shehecha. Shahafta Olech L'Chalal Tamariya, bring him on the Akedah. Everything comes down with big difficulties. Nothing goes B'derech HaTeva, nothing goes normally. And then, in contrast, the Pasuk says, after this whole incident with the Akedah, which is the peak of everything going Takai, till he finally has the baby and everything, he's an Opa, she's an Opa. Then he says, and what's doing with the other side of the family? Everyone's having babies, they're all getting married, they're getting married, everyone's getting married, everything is going normal. That the history of the Ummah Solom is B'derech HaTeva, and the history of Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. Absolutely so. The history of Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. The Ramban HaChumash writes that as if that's one of the Ikari HaEmuna. The Rambam formulated a concept of Yud Gimel Ikari HaEmuna. The other Rishonim don't talk so much about Ikari HaEmuna, but the Ramban has this as a recurring theme in his commentary on HaChumash. This is a Yisoid in our religion, that the Hanhag of Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. There's Teva, there's L'mayla Min HaTeva. Yotze Oso HaChutzo, and last week said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Tzei Mi'itztag Nina Sholcho, that all of the Ummah Sodom HaTach HaShlitas HaKachov V'HaMazolus, and Klal Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. And the Ramban refers you to the Sugi in the end of Masech HaShabbat, that Ein Mazol L'Yisrael. Doesn't mean that the Jewish people are unlucky, we don't have any good luck. The Gemara understands Mazal Shlitas HaKachav MaHamazolus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chukei HaTeva, how everything should run in the world. Physical principles of biology and physics and chemistry and mathematics, Chukei HaTeva. So the Chukei HaTeva also govern history. There are Chukei HaTeva for history, and if a person understands history well, he can predict what's going to happen in the future. There were people who predicted what's going to happen in the future. There were people who predicted this assassination. There are people who predicted many things in secular history. But when you're dealing with the Klal Yisrael, so that's what the Ramban understands in that Gemara, that Ein Mazal Yisrael, that's by the Jewish people, much and much is L'mayla Min HaTeva. It's less that goes with Chukei HaTeva than by the Yuma Soil. Ramban says, does it make sense that if you keep Shemitah, you keep the land, and if you violate Shemitah, you lose the land? B'derech HaTeva doesn't make any sense, but that's what it says in the Chumash. If you violate the laws of Shemitah, so the land will be given away to the Arabs. So he says, all of this is L'mayla Min HaTeva. All of Jewish history is Ein Mazal Yisrael. Now, Soloveitchik said that perhaps that's the reason why on Rosh Hashanah, when we lay in the Parshas HaAkedah, according to many midrashim, the Akedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we do so many things to remember the Akedah. We blow a shofar shalayel, Kedesh Yitzchok, Akedah Yitzchok. And people go to Tashlech to remind one of the Akedah Yitzchok. We blow Mea Koilos. Many Goyim say the Mea Koilos are connected. The Mea of the Chiyos that Sora cried when she heard about the Akedah. And Medrash Rashi quotes the Medrash, beginning of next week's Sedra, that the Sultan told Sora about the Akedah, so she was crying. But one Medrash has it that she cried, she shed 100 tears, and that's why we blow shofar 100 Meir Koilos. The Akedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. We do a lot of things zecher to the Akedah. On Rosh Hashanah, when we lay in the Akedah, that's the Inyon HaShel Yom, so we don't stop at the end, Vayishu Avram Aviyah Shova, but we'd rather continue to draw this contrast between the history of the other side of the family, that everything seems to have gone normally. They had no problems. They had no big problems. Here, everything goes with a problem. Ashidach is an Asik. And having children, and raising the children, and maintaining the children, they shouldn't die, and sending the children to the yeshiva, everything is an Asik by Klal Yisrael. By Klal Yisrael, everything is L'mayla Min HaTeva. Yeah.